This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Feminism in your ears. It's another broad podcast on Joy 94.9. Keep listening. Hashtag feminism. Hashtag podcast. Hashtag broad. On Joy 94.9.
All right, it's broad here on Joy 94.9. We've got a fantastic guest. We're really honoured to have her. She's flown all the way from the United States to come and be on Broad specifically. I wish. It's Danielle Jablonski. Welcome to Broad.
Thank you for having me.
Klexicon.
Yep.
2017. We were talking off air about just the pull and the magnet that this convention is having, this event.
It's getting a lot of interest from around the world. I was just saying we have people coming from 32 countries so far. So it's something that is in demand that hasn't been done before. People are really excited about. So they're coming from all over the place. We actually have about 20 people so far coming from Australia.
20,000 or 20?
20,000, I wish. 20 so far. It's a long way to go for a weekend in Las Vegas. Pretty awesome that we actually even have 20 people coming that far from Australia.
I'm sure that will improve as the time goes on. What are the dates? And I know it's next year.
Yep, it's next March, the 3rd through the 5th in Las Vegas.
So only 3 days, roughly?
But yeah, 3 days of events, panels, speakers, parties, meet and greets with celebrities and content creators, all sorts of fun things. We also have a film festival running during that time
too. Yeah, that'll be interesting. Now we can talk about that in a moment. But why did you put, I mean, you're one of a crew of how many?
There are four of us, four main organisers, and we have a whole heap of volunteers helping us out as well.
Oh, cool. So why was it important to put something together like this?
The original idea came out of a few people who are part of the 100 fandom. Yep. And what happened around how one of the characters, Lexa, was killed off. So the ship name Clark and Lexa is Klexa. And so originally it was created Klexicon as a way to do something positive out of that pretty unhappy situation for a lot of people when Lexa was killed off the show. And then it's kind of snowballed into something much bigger than that, about improving representation for queer women generally. It's been a particularly bad year for queer female characters on TV, and the GLAAD organization in America just came out with their report about a month ago, and the pull quote from that that's been doing the rounds and was even retweeted by the UN was about how TV totally let down queer women this year, specifically because they did such a poor job of representation. So part of what we're trying to do is celebrate the representation that we do have and work with content creators to work on how do we improve it, how do we make it better, how do we get more queer female characters.
What a shitty year. Sorry.
All around.
It's incredible, just so much has happened. This is a real snowball of so many things, human rights and, of course, like you say, representation, quality and diversity and everything. Quite the year.
And, obviously television characters are not as important as real life characters, and we can have that conversation forever, but representation is a really important part of improving real life circumstances, because television and film has such a big impact on how people and culture, how society interacts with people they don't know.
We've got to think about young kids too, like what are they seeing? Seeing yourself as well is really important.
There's enough
scientific data now to say that you can see yourself someone like yourself on television or at the movies, you're actually going to feel better about yourself.
It makes a big difference.
It's a no-brainer, really.
Absolutely.
And why we have to keep on fighting that, I don't know, but still, at least we've got people like yourself doing that, which is really important. Yeah, so Klexicon, it should be huge. Well, it sounds like it's already
it's
breaking some
big
records, okay. Now, you've got a film festival too, which, because I like films, it's kind of interesting to me. You can see I'm really well prepared for this. Done my homework.
The film festival was announced fairly recently, actually, so we have a call out now for submissions. So if any of your listeners have films with content that relates to LGBTQ women, we would love to see their films. So please head to the website and fill out a submission.
Right. Okay. So what do they do? They fill out a submission, you'll contact them and they send the Vimeo or some...
There's a couple of different ways to do it. If they go to our website, klaxcon.com/film-festival, they can either fill out a form online and send us a DVD, or they can use a service like Film Freeway or send a link through if their work is on YouTube or Vimeo or something like that. So there are multiple ways to do it. I'm trying to make it easy for people.
Deadline is January. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Still a bit of time there.
Yes.
15th or the 1st?
Yes.
Yeah, cool,
Backward date for you guys.
That's why I hesitate. What am I saying? What's the 15th month? I'm glad it's not 15 months. Although I wouldn't mind 15 months in a year.
More time would be nice, right?
That would be great. Oh, this is exciting because I can think of some people actually right now that might be interested in that. You don't mind what genre it is too? It can be horror or...
It can be any genre, and we're looking for feature films, short films, documentaries, and also web series as well. Any genre at all. As long as it relates to LGBTQ women, has some kind of content that includes LGBTQ women, we are happy to view it.
Cool.
I'd love to hear more about Aussie content, because we don't really get a lot of that over in the States. Doesn't really
So where do you live?
I'm in New York.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a bit... Yeah, just jump in your car and go and see them.
Just drive for a few days.
So why did you put... Which makes me get to that question, why did you pick Las Vegas?
Las Vegas was originally picked because it's kind of fairly easy for everybody on both coasts to get to. It's pretty easy for international travelers to get to. And it's a fun party city. You can get married.
Do you think people will?
I believe there are a couple of people who are planning some engagements potentially weddings that weekend. So we'll see.
Will there be cosplay as well?
There'll hopefully be a lot of cosplay, especially fans of the 100 love dressing up as Alexa. So we hope we get a lot of that.
Might get Alexa wedding.
That'd be amazing.
Apply now. Cool. So you could get one of the crew to be a celebrant or something.
Absolutely.
Could you?
We could help facilitate that, potentially.
So who have you got so far? You've got quite an amazing spread there of amazing women.
Yeah, people are particularly excited about the Wynonna Earp crew. Mm. So we have Kat and Dominique, who are the Way Hot couple. And we also have Emily Andrus, who's the showrunner of Way Hot and also former showrunner of Lost Girl.
Yeah.
So we're having a bunch of Way Hot stuff, and also Emily Andrus is doing some writing workshops, which will be really cool.
Well, that'll be cool.
And then we have Zoe Palmer and Rachel Scarsden from Lost Girl coming in.
Yes.
We also have a Spashley reunion. I'm not sure. It was South of Nowhere, a big show in Australia. That was a pretty big deal in the mid-2000s in the States. We also have Eden and Elizabeth, who are on All My Children, which was the first lesbian couple on daytime TV ever. So we're doing a reunion. So
that's awesome.
It's kind of cool to be able to do these reunions of people who are like the first ofs on TV.
Yeah.
That's a kind of cool thing.
And I noticed you've got, I love this woman, Shamin Sharif. Sharifa.
I can't think straight.
Yeah.
We'll be screening that there and having Shamim and Hanan doing like a Q&A about the film, about several of their films.
Yes, great. Yeah. Our World Unseen is another one of theirs.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Cool. And there'll be more to be added to that list, no doubt.
There will be many more, probably. And we actually will have an announcement of a bigger star, quite a big star, very shortly. But I'm not quite at liberty to say who it is yet.
That's okay. So you've got comics as well, which is cool. What sort of comics will you be having there? Comic creators? Do you know it yet? Or?
I don't have a list of names. But what we're trying to do is bring together creators from across different genres. So anybody who's creating content related to LGBTQ women, because we're always trying to find more content that speaks to us and represents us, we want to try to get as much of it out there as we can to our audience. And there are a lot of comics and authors as well who are doing great stories about LGBTQ women, so we want to get them out there.
Oh, that's great. So we'll have vendors like a Comics Alley and places like that, so consumers sort of space, I suppose you call it.
Absolutely. We'll have a floor with vendors and exhibitors and artists. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a Comic-Con for LGBTQ women.
I'm just surprised it's never been done. It really does shock me that it hasn't been done. And then I think, wow, okay, someone's doing it, finally.
Mm. So everybody come, support us, so we can do it again.
Yeah. So your role, what are you actually doing at the moment?
I'm kind of in charge of logistics. So I'm working with the venues, all of the vendors who are coming in, making sure the behind-the-scenes stuff all works. And then I get to also come over to Australia and meet with people who are coming over and go on radio shows. It's fantastic.
Cool. So where else have you been in Australia at the moment?
Adelaide and Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had a great little meetup in Sydney with some people who are coming over. And one of our partner organisations, one of their members is in Sydney, so I got to meet with them too.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Hopefully we'll get more people as it gets closer to the time. Don't let Christmas shopping get in the way, and don't let that stop you from registering. And so people can register now and then pay. How do they pay?
You can just buy tickets directly on through the site. They're available right now. We actually sold out of our VIP tickets in under 3 minutes.
Wow.
The demand was so high, but we have regular three-day passes still available.
Right.
So buy yourself a Christmas present. Come to Vegas and hang out with thousands of queer women from around the world.
And do you have, I suppose you do, you have a link up to accommodation and, you know, that's... Obviously.
Yeah, and we have a FAQ.
LGBTIQ friendly.
Yeah, we have some information in our FAQ. And also Las Vegas is known for being very open and friendly. And
isn't
welcoming
it funny?
City.
I mean, not funny, but, you know.
it's meanwhile. In the middle. Yeah, it's a very progressive little city for that area of the country.
These are crazy times.
They are indeed.
They are. Okay. Oh, well, that's fantastic. So, Danielle, tell us again how you can find out more about Klexicon 2017.
So you should visit our website at klexicon.com. That's C-L-E-X-A-C-O-N.com. Again, it's happening March 3 through 5, 2017 in Las Vegas. If you visit our website, you can also get links to all of our social media profiles and you can buy tickets right there on the homepage. If you visit us at Twitter, our handle is at Klexicon.
Cool. Pretty easy to remember, at Klexicon.
Pretty straightforward.
I don't think there's anything else like it. Not on the net. And any hashtags will get you there too. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us here on Broad. We'll keep everybody updated about the massive convention coming up. Look, thanks so much for speaking to us on Broad, Danielle.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to a broadcast on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.